Let's now take up a much longer process called Route 1, Step 9, R19, Grand Tour. The R19 Grand Tour is one of the more interesting things to do with an exteriorized individual. It's a very simple process. What you do is run change of space with enough interesting locales in it to show him that he can chase around a great deal of universe and look at a great many things. You would not do a grand tour until you had found out that if he considered it was safe to look at some things, you see. So it's in its logical, natural place here. The grand tour can be short or long, but the minimum that you would do with a grand tour would be as follows: teaching to be near certain planetary bodies and teaching to be in things and out of things, in other words, interiorized and exteriorized at will. In other words, put him across distances and moving in and out of things. Now that's a grand tour, using planetary bodies. The commands could be quite imaginative, but make sure that if your commands are imaginative, that they are of a character which can be obeyed. Make sure of that. In all auditing, I'll put this in just as a side, in all auditing, remember that a communication lag mustn't be interrupted. You ask the person a question. You can ask the same question again without his answering it, just prompting him to answer it. But he's got to answer the question you asked. Now, that is a little game the auditor plays, and an auditor who forgets this will discover that he asks the question and then doesn't get the answer, asks another question, doesn't get the answer to that, asks another question, all in an effort to help the pre-clear, you see. You've just stacked up three unfinished cycles of action for this pre-clear, just like that. Similarly, in giving him a command of execution, you say, all right, be near the moon, as one of the first commands of the grand tour, be near the moon. And the fellow says, the moon, I can't find the moon. Well, that's all right, be near a steeple here in town. Oh, this is a bad auditor error. See? Communication lag. All that fellow was giving you was communication lag. You said, be near the moon. And he said, well, let's see. Well, I really can't find the moon. I don't know where the moon is. Where would the moon be? I wouldn't dare be up there near the moon anyhow. And so forth. That's just what communication lag outflow, isn't it? Eventually, he will be able to be near the moon. He'll think it over and he'll regard this as he's being a little bit scared. See? The only reason he's doing this. Which means, really, that you didn't run R18 long enough to make him feel safe to look at things, you see. So we say that you've run R18 long enough, then you can do a grand tour. Things are safe to look at, which means it's safe to locate. Things are safe to locate. All right. The first thing you'd ask him as you start the grand tour, you'd ask him to be near Earth. Well, now, he's already on Earth or around here somewhere. Be near Earth. Merely asks him to be cognizant of the fact that he's somewhere in the vicinity of this planet. And then you say, the next line, be near the moon. And that asks him to be somewhere in the vicinity of the moon. Well, of course, he'll try to move to the moon many times, you know, and sort of get out a canoe or a small space boat or something of the sort and row himself up to the moon. People get a little bit strange about this. All he has to do is postulate he's near the moon and he's there. And he can see anything he wants to see when he's there. Just, you say, be near the moon, he says, okay, I'm near the moon.